today. Over the years, that growth has created a need. And with the leadership of Father Marty and several vestries, this need has led to ideas, designs, and ultimately the Make Room at the End capital campaign. To help us with this journey, we retained RSI. RSI gave us a template, tools, and the metaphorical donkey, if you will, to help us arrive here today, Announcement Day. Announcement Day is the day we announce the financial results of our Make Room at the End capital campaign.
Now, prior to this announcement, we would like to thank all of you that have taken action and have made your sacrificial commitment to St. Joseph's. Also, today did not happen in a vacuum. There were many volunteers that have touched this campaign and have put in countless devoted hours of their time to make this happen. We would like to especially thank them and ask everyone that was involved with working on the Make Room at the End campaign to please stand now.
Thank you all. In order to comprehend and to be content with our results, we need to look at some statistics. The total of our annual pledges for 2008 to the operating budget of St. Joseph's is $596,108. Now, RSI, our fundraising professionals, have been doing this for years. Their statistics show that an optimistic multiple for a church to do a capital campaign would be to multiply your annual operating budget by 2.5 times. That 2.5 times multiple would lead to a total of just under $1.5 million that we might optimistically expect to raise. Obviously, this is well short of our campaign goal of $3.4 million. Yet even more realistically, if we take that same total of operating budget pledges of the $596,000, it would be more realistic to subtract from that total the highest and lowest pledges to normalize the data. That would leave a net operating pledge income of $430,000. If we would use that as the starting point, that same 2.5 times multiple would lead us to optimistically assume that we could raise just a little over $1 million. So in either scenario, we need to be realistic that our fundraising expectations are well short of our intended goal. And in these difficult economic times, we are told we should expect to see a 10% reduction due to the national economy. That lowers our net expectation to $1.3 million in the first scenario and $967,000 in the second scenario, well short of our goal. Now, when we did this campaign, 375 families were on the mailing list. We currently have 253 pledging families in the parish, and of this, we actually received 211 commitment cards. Now, not considering the highest and the lowest pledging families, our average multiple was not RSI's benchmark of 2.5. Our average multiple was not the 10% less because of the economy. The average pledge to the capital campaign was 3.2 times our average annual pledge. And our largest pledgers were well far beyond that multiple. Make room at the Inn St. Joseph's and congratulations. The total committed pledges to our capital campaign is $2,875,560. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.